Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn your kitchen into a haven of deliciousness. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a treat that's as irresistible as it is orange, the perfect carrot cake. Get ready to impress your friends and family with a cake that's moist, flavorful, and stunningly presented. Let's start with what you need. For your cake, grab some granulated sugar, vegetable oil, large eggs, all-purpose flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, cinnamon, freshly grated carrots, and optionally, chopped walnuts and pineapple chunks. For that creamy, dreamy topping, you'll need unsalted butter, cream cheese, vanilla extract, and powdered sugar. First things first, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. While that heats up, grease and flour two 9-inch cake pans. This little step is pivotal. No sticking cakes here. Now mix your dry ingredients in one bowl. In another, beat the eggs and sugar until they're light and fluffy. Gradually mix in the oil. Here's a tip, add the oil slowly to keep that fluffiness intact. Combine your wet and dry ingredients, stirring just enough to blend them. Remember, overmixing is the enemy of a good cake. Gently fold in your grated carrots and nuts if you're using them. Pour the batter into your prepared pans and smooth the top with a spatula. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes. You'll know it's done when a toothpick comes out clean from the center. Let the cakes cool in the pans for about 10 minutes, then turn them out onto wire racks to cool completely. While your cakes are cooling, let's whip up that cream cheese frosting. Beat together the butter, cream cheese, and vanilla until they're creamy. Gradually add the powdered sugar. For a silky smooth frosting, make sure your butter and cream cheese are at room temperature. Once the cakes are cool, it's time to frost. Apply a thin crumb coat first. This catches any loose crumbs and keeps your final layer clean and crumb-free. After the crumb coat sets, add a generous layer of frosting all over. For a pro touch, use a piping bag for designs or borders. Now, let's talk storage. Your carrot cake, thanks to that creamy frosting, should be kept in the fridge. If you can't resist and have leftovers, you can even freeze it. Just wrap it well, and it will keep for a few months. And there you have it, a carrot cake that's as delectable to look at as it is to eat. Whether you're a baking newbie or a seasoned pro, this recipe is sure to bring smiles and a bit of sweetness to your table. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Recipe Box. Next week, we're exploring another classic, so make sure to join me. Until then, happy baking, and enjoy your carrot cake masterpiece.